Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Get up, get up, let's get ready for Marcus Mathan. About midway to the midday with Marcus Mathan. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Mathan. So sit back and relax and watch Mathan.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Mathan on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Mathan and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Mathan. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. I have a feeling Nikki V wanted to do some producing on the fly. I'll give you a chance, Nikki. I was expecting more of a J-Rock. All I do is win, no matter what. Congratulations. No. Congratulations. Listen, don't apologize. That was one of the premier wins your program could have ever had. But he made it awkward. Our basketball team made it awkward. I don't mind that either way. Let's just hit this thing head on. 8150, 93.9 is the number.
I mean, you ran a top 10 team off the field.
Completely off the field.
Yeah, like, and we saw this weekend, it's not easy to beat a top 10 team. We ran a top 10 team completely off the field. I mean, I don't know, man. It was awesome.
It was awesome. Steve Rummage in the building, Nikki V in the room.
It's good to be here. Good to be here.
Steve, you had an eventful weekend.
I did. It was the highs and lows of the.
Have you tweeted it out, Steve?
I did.
You sympathy hunting.
I did.
Victim.
I was sitting there last night.
You just couldn't take it.
No. Listen, I was sitting there last night, and I was like, you know what? I need some sympathy.
You tried to misdirect everybody.
Yeah,
dude.
I was like, I need it. So I had to make sure that I let everybody know, which it was funny. Actually, I got the worst. Is there any more of these jacks around here? Because I have the worst one on planet Earth.
I got one. Yeah, Nikki said
Marcus has one.
Go back, Nikki.
He doesn't listen well.
We're fine.
We're good. Thank you, though. I appreciate that.
My little bag.
Yeah, the type of guy I am.
I know.
I won't give you the shirt off my back, but I'll give you the jack off my headphones. I will give you the jack off my headphones.
Thank you. You know what? I don't think it was the jack. I think it was just what you're doing with the sound. But whatever.
Turn that music off. go see who's on the phone, please. Or do I already know?
What a wild weekend, man.
What a wild weekend. Steve, tell everybody,
Go do your sympathy. Do your I'm okay.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I had a wreck. I'm okay. Yeah.
Wait, what?
Listen, there was... Oh, yeah.
Like he screwed up the vibe.
My
he,
truck is just gone. Just,
oh,
just,
God, I'm sorry.
Just shredded. Just beautiful truck. Just
on his way to the game.
Yeah. Just completely tore apart.
Nikki, he destroyed his truck. On the side of the road, he's like, so what do you think? So how they looking?
Hey, man, I'm not going to make it. I told Zach Greenwell, I was like, I told Marcus on the phone, I was like, hey, man, let Zach know I don't miss games like this. I'm on the side of the road. Truck's totaled.
Nikki, his truck was totaled. I'm sitting looking, and I'm like, these dudes look like some men, Steve. He's like, for real? I'm like, wait a minute, Steve. So you at home? Is the truck still on the road? He was like, no, I'm still sitting out here waiting on the ambulance or waiting on the tow truck company. Charity's going to come pick me up. I'm like, wait, so you're on the side of the road right now?
Yeah.
And Steve's like, yeah, man, but forget all that.
But Nikki, I kid you not, man. Like, my truck.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah. Dude, listen, man. Like, my truck is just, it's gone.
Nikki, like, Steve, you're on the side of the road? And then I said,
I'm like, Marcus, we got bigger fish to fry right now, okay?
Look, I'm fine. The truck is totaled. And nobody's in the car with me. We got to get ready for this game.
Hey.
I just have this image of like a flipped over, smoldering. Yeah. Steve, you know, still kind of smoldering, looking like the mayhem guy from right. Allstate. And just like, yeah, no. But who scored? Oh, wow.
I was joking. I was like, listen, the truck flips over and Andy drives by and is going to drag me out. And I'm like, no, leave me. I can't have this on my record.
And right as you
got Andy's like, no, I'm saving your life. And I'm like, no.
And then I say,
no.
And then I said,
right as you lose consciousness, he hits you with an L's down.
Listen, I'm messing Andy.
And then I said, hey, Rummage, Reese is talking to me. Let me hit
the and it just gets off phone.
It's big times him.
I'm glad you're okay and everything. Yeah. We'll talk.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to know what's going on? Just I'll do live updates on my Facebook Live. Let's see where Jason wants to go early this morning. Jason, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Thanks for taking my calls, guys.
Absolutely,
man.
So I've definitely called in and ragged on Satterfield plenty, and I'm not going to do that right now. But what I'm confused is I haven't seen our boys hit a quarterback like that since 2013. That's pretty accurate. I think Charlie Strong's last year, maybe Lamar's Heisman year. They were on that guy every time he dropped back. And he may have thrown the ball. They still hit him. They folded that guy in half. If they do that the rest of the season, we don't have nothing to worry about. I mean, that pressure was amazing. I'm going to hang up and listen. Y'all have a good show.
Appreciate the call.
Yeah.
Pressure was amazing. The pressure was amazing. I believe I sat in here with Nikki and gave a bit of a prediction. I don't want to do the I told you so aspect of the show, but I said, listen, that quarterback is going to be worried about getting that ball out quick. It's going to be a defensive backs game. Now, I didn't think we were going to be able to hit that quarterback that much, that often, that fast, because I just knew the Wake Forest game plan was going to be get it out quick.
Yeah.
So I was, you know, I think you were, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I might discuss it with you. Like, no, that was going to be the game plan. Satterfield seems to do a pretty decent job from the defensive line stopping the janky run style. It killed it.
Listen.
Killed it.
Marcus.
I want y'all to go watch. Wait for it. I mean, they lost to Clemson, right?
Clemson, yeah.
Go back and watch that, y'all.
At Clemson.
Go watch Wake Forest Clemson.
Double OT.
And then double overtime. Go watch Wake Forest Clemson and then get back to me on this.
Marcus. Nick Valvano. Scott Satterfield's out here working fools. I don't know what you want me to say. I mean, listen, that was
yes
everything.
Yes,
I could have right. That was everything I could have asked.
It was a culmination of what we thought he.
It was. I said something on Friday, and I'm not going to do revisionist history. I did not think it would happen. I said something on Friday, man. I would just like to see for once in the Scott Satterfield era. I love what you did against Pitt. I will. If we're gonna pat ourselves on the back a little bit, I will against Pitt. I tweeted out afterwards. I said, "Hey, that felt different."
The go to Virginia. You did it. You did it at Virginia.
Yeah.
You said it felt different.
Yeah, it was like, hang on now. Like this looks different. I feel something. I feel some a little different after this one. But I said on Friday, I would love to see this team under Scott Satterfield just show up one day. I used the secretariat. They just felt like running. Just show up. And my goodness.
I had fun playing with my Scott Satterfield signed Angels MB bottle, too.
Oh, yeah.
I was extremely tickled. I was actually telling probably everybody that would listen, Steve. I'm watching the game, right? I'm right up on the TV, face planting the TV. I'm looking. So I've been staring at my TV for a while. And I don't know if it was during a commercial. I know I zoned out through a couple of commercial breaks, right? 10, 12 minutes, I'm locked into the TV. Then I realized, like, I don't even know if I've been breathing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, third quarter energy, I'm on the TV. I just kind of, like, snapped out of a trance during the middle of a commercial. Like, what am I looking at? Like, what?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't really know where I was for, you know, just that split second, like, man, I forgot I'm in my living room. You know what I'm saying? With my nose just glued to the glass. And
I know.
That was awesome. And you said a game where it all comes together.
And listen.
Why did it come together, Steve?
Well, hang on. Let me explain to you how I got to digest this game, okay? Mm-hmm. I was at my son's football game. They had a playoff game. They lost. Great game. 16-12. Fumble at the last. Oh, man, it was tough. It was a tough one. But great game. So I'm watching this game on my phone, Marcus. And it's funny because the same thing is happening on the field in front of me. It's happening. Elijah's team, Bullet East, they come out, they get up two touchdowns. Mm-hmm. It's 12-0. You know, I look down, Louisville's up 13-0. You know, you're like, oh, dang, you know. Then boom, boom, you look up, Bowling Green's up. Boom, boom, Wake Forest is up. Watching this game and just looking down at my phone, and I'm glad that I did it this way, as opposed to, and you're like, oh man, was that a pick six? Oh, awesome! And, you know, you're like, come on, let's go. You know, watch. They get a fumble? Heck yeah! You know, boom. Okay, all right, let's go. They get another fumble.
Yeah, you were having sensory overload.
Yeah, it was like, oh my gosh, and like how you just kept seeing like. Oh, they got another pick six. You know, it was like, oh, this is amazing.
Yep.
And then I'm like, I look down, and I'm like, oh, Little Minkins got one. I didn't realize until the replay that Monty had intercepted it.
Yep, and then pitched it.
It was the most dominant quarter we will ever see in Cardinal Stadium.
Defensively?
Maybe ever.
Both sides, you said.
Maybe ever. That might be. Both sides. That might be the most dominant quarter of football you'll ever witness in that stadium. Listen, Marcus, put this in perspective. That offense, we talked about it. Nick read the numbers. They're dang near top 10 in everything. That offense was as good as an offense that could come in there.
As efficient as an offense.
Too. As efficient, yeah. Like, I mean, that every single number.
Mm.
And you made them look like children, even in the first half. Listen, somebody on the – I had a couple people on Twitter because I said, man, the defense was awesome. And they after – at half, after Wake had scored and Wake was up, they're like, are you sure? I'm like, yeah, I'm sure. That team's averaging 41 points a game. You held them to 14. That was a good defensive half. So, to me – it wasn't just the defense played a good quarter. That defense played incredible the entire game.
Mm.
Go back and watch the first half, and they gave up a few plays, but that Wake Forest offense is awesome. They're all, and to be fair, they got credit for a drop touchdown. I mean, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Seven of those points were actually sitting on the ground. I mean, that was as clear of a drop. Yeah.
Which was worse, that drop or that high school referee who moved the football?
Oh, it's equal. It's pretty equal. I mean, because I just don't listen. I'm okay if you miss calls, you know, you miss holds, you miss stuff like that. But instant replay is made for that reason. And when you have a perfect view of the football coming out on the ground and still miss it, that's a problem. Like, that's a problem. It's like, come on, man, we can see this ball right here.
Steve, I have these moments. Yeah, listen, I have these moments where I allow conspiracy Maven to kick in, right? And
our text chain, by the way, was hilarious.
Yours and mine?
Yeah, during that game. We're going to kill Wake for it. let me read it really quick.
Because I don't remember anything about our text chain, Steve.
Nick, this was during the game, okay?
And this is all surprise to me, so I don't know.
We're going to beat the SHIT out of Wake Forest.
That was from you, right?
Whatever.
That was from you?
I don't think you're supposed to.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said
that. That was from you?
No, that was from Marcus. I said, this is after the game had already started. This is at 4:15.
Mm-hmm.
I said, man! Exclamation mark. Like, I agree. At 4:27, this is me. I don't know, man. Maybe we just pissed them off. Marcus said, you trying to embarrass me on TV.
Great white hype.
Marcus, at 4:45, the fix is totally in. Me, I mean, that's just unreal. 4:53, this is after Wake goes down scores. Or we did something. Man, we can just turn this game off right now. It's over. Marcus, fix is 1,000% in. Man, this is pathetic. Marcus at 6:09. Yeah, but none of this matters if you beat Kentucky. If you can't beat Kentucky, laugh emoji.
That was at our like ultimate hypeness. Just I wanted to bring in some sarcasm to it. But here, it's good that Steve read that because the fixed part, right? I fell into I fell into gambling guy, you know. Gambling Maven, you know, like fix conspiracy, all that good stuff, right? People, you won't see this in sports much, but you know it when you see it. And just this is in my conspiracy world. The fix was in, y'all. And Louisville beat the fix. Louisville bullied the fix.
Mm-hmm.
Louisville said, and again, I don't believe this in real life. This is just a conspiracy moment. The fix was in, and Louisville beat them so bad that the referee said, we're out.
Mm.
We're out. If we make one more call against
Louisville.
Because the
one thing we can't control is them getting to the quarterback and knocking the ball out of his hands.
Yes, like, listen. We gave y'all the break here. We gave y'all a little pass interference. You know, we gave y'all a couple of these little breaks. Referees just said, I'm out. If we make one more bad call like this, we're getting investigated.
Mm-hmm.
This game is good. No. Vegas, take your licking today. Because I'm not getting caught. You know, take your whooping. Listen, you're going to lose a lot of money. People that took Louisville, they saw something. Look. The Sharks?
Yeah.
The Sharks knew Satterfield has Wake Forest's number. The regular fan, like those college game day guys, listen.
Ooh,
those college game day guys.
I like you guys, but I expect an apology.
Those college game day guys put the suckers, all the suckers in the country, you screwed them up really bad.
But Marcus,
I mean, God, Wake Forest. I mean, this is my lock.
Can I go even further before we get back to the phone lines? And the phone lines are open, you guys. Today,
feel free.
Opinions all around. We're trying to kind of, I think football deserves this due first, and then we'll get to basketball. But we're not opposed to talking basketball if somebody has a question too, because we will get to that. It was I joked with everybody, Nick. I was like, I had this wreck total my truck. I'm like, it's the second worst thing to happen to me yesterday. Like, guys, what the hell?
Are you more confident that you can fix the truck than the basketball? Is that what it is?
No. Also, can we take a step back?
Slow down.
Real fast. You were the biggest hero in the 502.
Really?
This weekend.
I was.
Because we talked about it. You can't be at the games. They win.
It's true.
And so, but you were in the city or thereabouts.
I was.
And so you can't just stay at home.
Yeah.
So, because, you know, the sports genie was like, hey, I can't accept that.
Mm-hmm.
But what I can accept is a sacrifice. And so you and that guardrail were that sacrifice.
Well done, Nick. Well done. I sacrificed me. I'd do it again.
In a heartbeat.
I'd hit that wall again. The freakiest thing, too, is as I'm about to hit the wall, I'm thinking to myself, like, just don't get knocked out. Because I'm thinking, like, I'm like, if you get knocked out, the car's going to flip. You know, I'm like, you're insane. Like, you're a psychopath. That was Freudian. Okay, but real quick, before we get to the phone lines, I don't, this is not what you were saying, so please, it's not a correction, but I also don't want it to just sound like, well, yeah, you got them because you got Wake's number. Because I think what the Sharks saw was that front seven.
Yes.
Is dominant.
Yes.
I mean, they dominated. Yeah,
great point. Pitt. Great point.
And all those turnovers happened, the interceptions, the everything, because they dominated up front against Wake Forest.
Mm.
Just dominated them. I think that's why, and there is a lot of, and there is some too. I think Louisville does have a answer for Wake Forest style.
And this looked like the years. The second year of Coach Satterfield, when I was defending Coach Brown and I'm yelling at my DBs because I'm like,
yeah.
No, the interception was there. 2 years ago, the interception was there. You gotta come down with it. What is Brian Brown supposed to do? Because what happens is we miss the interception.
Never doubted Brown for a second.
Not 1 second. When we told you that Coach Brown was top 35, under 35 coaches. We said, this guy's our guy. Even if Satterfield goes, Brian Brown
when
slips
I said
up
he
right
should
in that
be
seat.
Fired, Nick would always cut the sound. I was saying, fired up. I was Brian Brown needs to get fired up. And every time I would say that, Nick would cut it. And it was like, Brian Brown should be fired. Yeah, it was like, no, I was saying, let's get Brian Brown fired up.
Yeah, but that's the game they play with the sound, you know. It's like,
well, I mean, Nick's over sending his girlfriend to Kentucky games,
right.
Her and her dad.
I'm Big Blue Nicky, Coach
BB Nicky, made sure
liberal
he
over here. Yeah,
made sure he
to,
got.
Yeah, okay. Did we get them all?
Don't go victim. We're having a good time.
No, I'm sorry. I know.
I'm sorry. Let me answer this text from Reese Gaines, just making sure I was okay. My life is awesome.
I know. I know. Dave.
Yeah. But, and I'm going to write him back like, yeah, bro. I'm good.
I'm Gucci.
Yeah.
Great point. Defensive line was dominant.
Yeah.
Vegas saw the momentum of the defensive line. The Sharks said, you know what? They have some things going.
Did that make sense? So
yeah, 100%. Okay. Yeah, that was a good introduction to that idea. And these last two games, we saw this moving up the ladder.
Pitt and Virginia.
Yes.
Yeah.
Virginia, you get your team's attention when Brock Doman gets a couple plays, you know, makes a couple things happen. You get Malik's attention a little bit. You get the team's attention a little bit.
Got the coach's attention a little bit.
Yep.
I think it was might have been State of Louisville. If it wasn't, I apologize, whoever it was. But somebody said Louisville's 2-0 since this moment.
Mm-hmm.
And it was when Mr. Bozich, who, by the way, told me to call him Rick.
I know.
I'm sorry, Mr. Bozich. I just can't do it. I got too much respect for you, man. I just can't look at him as a peer.
I settle with calling him Rick Bozich.
It got easy with Mr. Issel. Now I'm just like, all right, Dan.
I can't believe he didn't come into the show today.
Okay, Dan. I know. I thought for sure I was going to see him walking around the
corner. I could hear his voice the commute.
I already had 10.
Virginia.
But yeah. You get
some team's attention.
Yes.
Your coaches get attention. Attitudes.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. Yeah, I'm sorry. The coach.
Yep.
When Satterfield, when Bozich asked him that question, and Satterfield was like, I don't know. Win games. Got to win.
Mm-hmm.
And we were all like, dang, he looks. It's a make or break moment for him, you know.
You get his attention. Yeah. You get the team's attention at Virginia. Mm-hmm. Hey, some of these things work. I'm looking at the tape. The tape, the eye in the sky don't lie.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these guys coming back to Brock Doman's, you know, passes. We all knew Brock Doman's not the more talented guy, but the system looks a little more system-y with Doman in there. You know, you say, hey, y'all keep an eye on this. Look, the fans, you knew it was something. You knew something was a little different, right? Pittsburgh. Yeah. Playing a little hopscotch with the quarterbacks, you know, just a little bit, you know. And then, like I said, you get a attitude adjustment.
Yeah.
Then you notice Malik went hero probably only two times against Wake Forest.
Well, and one was on, like, the one-yard line.
Hey, y'all, before I'm going to the phone lines.
He's like, Marshawn, I gave you a chance to
score. Listen, if Steve could replay a moment where Malik was on the goal line and Coach Satterfield called a quarterback pitch, it was like, come hell or high water, Malik is not giving this ball up on this play. He was like, listen, y'all, I've been system quarterback today. It was Wake Forest. I know everybody's balling. I'm taking this ball. Mm-hmm. I don't care how wide open the running back is. I'm taking this ball in.
Yeah.
Who should we take first, Nikki?
Cool Guy Don.
Cool Guy Don, fire away, my man.
Let's go, fellas. I've been hiding out since the Syracuse and Florida State loss, waiting to come back in style. Man, this is the game. The D-line was dominant. That kid, Dawson, at that defensive tackle, played his butt off. Brownlee and Rowley, the return of Keytrell Clark, that team should have had 0 points in the first half. All 14 of those points was drives extended by terrible calls. Crown Brian Brown now. Gonna pay him, give him that money. Ole Miss will be calling him to give him a job. Everybody, we're 5-3. UK's 5-3. What are we doing? We run this thing. Let's go.
Appreciate the call. And do not come on this show one more time, Steve, Marcus, callers, and not say the name MJ Griffin.
Yeah. Yeah, he has been a major difference. And it's no shade. I don't mean this with Kendrick, but when Kendrick went down before Virginia, or maybe even during Virginia, and MJ Griffin stepped in, it changed a lot.
Mm-hmm.
On the defensive side of the ball.
Nikki, who's up next? Charles, fire away, my man.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Hey, I got a question for y'all. With this game, I know we talk a lot about Malik not having signature wins. Can you really count this as a signature win for Malik when the defense played so good?
Good question.
That's a good question, Charles. Yeah, because, listen, I'll say this. Satterfield gets to wear this one more than any player. Like, I do agree with you. Yeah, like, you don't look bad. And I hate that because I don't think Malik played bad or anything.
Yeah, he didn't play bad. It's just the defense played so good. I don't know if you can count that as a signature win for Malik.
I agree. I actually agree. Like I said, without turning that into anything negative, I think Coach Satterfield wears this one where it's like, nah. Right. The coaching staff gets the credit for this one just fully. Because even offensively, I thought the play calling has been better. Tyon Evans, I mean, you see what kind of difference he makes? I mean, he gets one, boom, one move, 50 yards to the house. Like, yeah, so I agree with you. Yeah,
they
yeah.
They were scared to touch him. They were scared to touch him.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it's because he lowered his pads and ran over somebody once or twice.
Yeah.
Then got everybody in.
Yeah, no, man, I appreciate the call, man. That's a good call, though. Again, it's not really shade at Malik, but I will say this. We're coming down to the last 3-4 games of his career. I think we're past it. I think you just evaluate his career as a whole, and he's going to have big numbers. I don't think there's a you can win a legacy here anything.
It looks like they've had that conversation with him, though.
Yeah,
that,
I agree.
That conversation, like, dude, if you want to If you want your numbers respected, you're going to have to win. You're going to win.
Just win is bulk.
You're going to win by playing the system.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to win by scoring more touchdowns.
Yep.
Nobody cares. Like, in the harshest way possible, Malik, nobody cares about your yards. Nobody cares about the amount of touchdowns you score. You don't have that 100%. Legacy. You have an opportunity right now to go Virginia, Virginia, Pittsburgh,
Wake,
James Madison,
Clemson, North Carolina. State.
Yeah.
I mean, because you're going to finish the season with two ranked teams and a team that just fell out of the top 25.
I'll say it again.
Because they got beat by 100. Are they 10 spots behind us?
Kentucky got wasted. No, but here's the thing. You and the last three games have gave me a reason to believe. You have given me a reason to believe. That Wake Forest team that you just boat raced, double overtime loss to Clemson. Okay? Their quarterback situation is crap at Clemson. North Carolina State, quarterback situation, crap. I mean, I'm not bringing down because everybody, listen, we don't cut our coaches any slack when their backup's not ready. So we're not cutting any other program slack when their quarterbacks aren't ready.
Mm-hmm.
But Kentucky looks a lot more beatable, too.
Yeah.
Who we got on the phone? Lawrence, fire away, my man. Lawrence.
What's up, Marcus?
Go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead.
Hey, Marcus. Hey, Steve.
What up, man?
I'm overjoyed that the football team played well on Saturday. I'm happy that McCaffrey dominated against the Rams.
Hey, that was a good pickup, Lawrence. I got to give you credit. That's a good pickup for the Niners.
But Marcus, like you said, I'm day one guy.
we're ready for it, Lawrence.
Yeah, we knew.
I'm frustrated. My cousin tried to calm me down while watching that game, but no. That's frustrating.
Wait a minute. Can we pause really quick? Can you imagine being the Lawrence pullback guy? Like during a game? Like, you know how somebody grabs a belt? Yeah. Or get back coach. Can you imagine being Lawrence's get back coach during a game? I'm sorry. Go on, Lawrence. I just had to.
I understand now why Kenny Payne said the word he said, to hang in there with him.
Oh.
Because he saw this, and he's been seeing this for the last couple of weeks, the last couple of months. And it's like, I watched that game. I see the same what we need to do on the offensive side. It's gonna be a separated season. If it was like a development, like, I'm a tech coach tonight, and he talked to him tonight, too, like, coach, please don't beat Louisville badly.
Listen, I think you're onto something, Lawrence.
Appreciate
I think
the call,
Lawrence. Louisville fans should call in tonight to Coach Davenport and plead with him. Coach, soften him up. Let's soften him up before the game. I was hoping he would come in here. I was going to be like, Coach. Coach D.
What are you saying? What do you know?
Hey, Coach.
My dude.
Yeah, you know we like working here and everything.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy.
You know, if you won't have a job here anymore.
Jason, fire away, my man.
Hey, good morning, Marcus. Good morning, Steve. How are y'all doing?
Good. Fantastic.
All right, I'll be real quick. Basketball team, it's tough that we lost to Lenore Ryan, but at the end of the
tough?
Day, it's an exhibition game. It's their first game together. I'm going to give them some time. So that's not why I called in, though. Guys, like you guys just said, I mean, if you look at the rest of our schedule, the hardest quarterback that we play is Will Levis. And I don't know about y'all, but they look beatable right now. And I think Clemson looks beatable. Obviously James Madison's beatable, and obviously NC State's beatable. I mean, shoot, they couldn't score a touchdown for weeks. So if they can't do that, I'm just going to be honest, guys. Our defense looks elite. I think we can honestly – there's a good possibility that we went out. And if we went out, man, I mean, is there even a question of potential? I mean, we're going to bring back Satterfield. I mean, I'm super excited, guys. This is awesome. And, it's just a great time to be a Louisville fan. I'm confident our basketball team will turn it around. But, hey, go Cards. And, I've messaged all Louisville fans. Stick with Kenny Payne. This is the guy that we wanted for years. But I'll hang up, and y'all have a good one.
Appreciate the call, Jason. Oh, yeah, and listen, outside of a colossal letdown, I mean, I don't even like to get into that conversation, but...
Yeah, I got to look at my producer, whose girlfriend is decked out in all Kentucky garb.
I knew there was something.
Listen, and then...
He was way too soft on Kentucky.
And,
I knew.
And then the caller, we literally just explained if...
Would I still date her if she asked? Yes.
If this team continued on a consistent trajectory, let's just call it Vegas. The spreads are going to be very close for the rest of the year. Mm-hmm. We're not going to be a big-time underdog for any game for the rest of the year.
No.
But I got to look at the producer of 93.9, the best show on 93.9, mm-hmm. I go, slow down. Slow down, guys. No.
Did he do
we
that?
We are a football school.
Did he do that?
Yes. We are a football school.
I brought him a drink and everything this morning.
Football, is it caramel football in this? Schools.
It's white chocolate cream.
Ooh. Don't slow down. Don't calm down.
Special cream.
Quick commercial break. Midday's Marcus Baby on 939 The Ville.
Kind of nutty flavor. Good morning and happy Halloween, folks. The Sports Center update brought to you by Bear Nose Pizza. Yeah, it's that good. The good. UofL football with a massive victory this weekend over number 10 Wake Forest, beating them 48-21, forcing eight turnovers, scoring 35 points in the third quarter, the most in a single quarter for the Cards since 1913. Defensive coordinator Brian Brown postgame saying, yeah, it was a great performance, but not all surprising.
You know, I could tell throughout preparation all week it was going to be a good one. And I told the guys on Friday after practice, I said, we're going to kick, you know, there, you know what, tomorrow night. I can just feel it just because of preparation. So the guys came out prepared. We held some things like we normally do, you know, in the second half that they haven't seen. And I think that played a little part of it. But the guys.
Cards, they're now 26th in the latest Sagarin ratings. The not so good, however, UofL basketball falling to D2 Lenoir Ryan 57-47 in preseason action. They'll wrap the preseason with Chaminade Wednesday. UK football, they fall to number 2 Tennessee and out of the AP top 25, losing in Knoxville 44-6. IU football, the Hoosiers, they fall to the Scarlet Knights 24-17. In the NFL, the Commanders beat the Colts 17-16. The Titans, they lose to the Texans and Jalen Reeves-Maben 17-10. Wrapping up on the pitch, Lou City, they come from behind 2-0 late in the second half. They force OT, win in PKs 5-4 to their 8th straight conference final against Tampa Bay Saturday.
Most people don't put much thought into the value of a reliable water or sewage pump until they have to. Well, I have a team that never stops thinking about it. Kentuckiana Pump Sales. With over 35 years of experience, Kentuckiana Pump Sales, a premier Ashland pump shop, includes sump, sewage, grinder pumps, and many more to service all residential, municipal, commercial, and industrial needs. Next time you think about pumps, think Kentuckiana Pump Sales, 3303 Industrial Parkway, Jeffersonville, Indiana, or visit KentuckianaPumps.com.
It's Nappy Hour. Hey, yo, Street. The Country Boys is back. It's 6 o'clock. It's time to have a good day.
I got up this morning, and I said I'm going to do something for the United Streets of America. So I got Nappy Roots in here. I got Big Al 360 in here. This is Greg Street Certified. And today, yeah, you're going to see another street boy playing street piano.
Good. That's good line.
Hot salt, light bread, French fries. Love for the big guy. Hit the park. Boys showing off their hops. Nappy Roots on the
radio. It's a good song.
This is a good song.
Well done.
Yeah.
I was thinking Dixieland Delight or Rocky Top or something, but this hit. This is good.
Thanks, guys.
Of course, I know Nick wouldn't play it, so.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus May.
Kentucky fell out of the top 25 after a close loss to Tennessee.
Nikki, go. You got to do this. Go grab it. Go grab what you said about Kentucky.
Real grab quick. The sports inning.
Just not even the whole thing. Just clip. Just clip. Lost. 3 seconds before you bring up Kentucky and 3 seconds afterwards.
Well, right after I read an IU score, I forgot that they were on bye. Good work out of me. Two quick corrections.
Wait a minute. What did you just say?
I put the Hoosier score from last week. Jack came in here because he's my Hoosier consigliere. He was like, Nick, love you. Yes, so they did lose to Rutgers, but that was last week.
Which further marks my point, mm-hmm. Steve, that he needed to cushion and sandwich the Kentucky.
Oh, my God.
Bubble wrap.
Yeah, let's bubble. Yeah, go get it, Nikki.
Don't want the girlfriend mad when he gets home. So.
Go get your Kentucky. Y'all, just listen to his tone on this one.
Kentucky.
Okay. So, Steve, back end of it.
Okay. Seriously, quick sidebar. I'm going to need 10 seconds to do this.
It's not
No, because I'm going to have to stop the recording. 1 second. So just enjoy a little Nappy Roots, and then we'll be good. 1 second. Okay, we're back. All right.
Okay.
I'll have that in a second, and you'll listen that I did a very good job. Minus telling the score that happened last week.
Boy,
also, Titans beat the Texans 17-10. Sorry
about
that.
Yeah, you were so distracted trying to get Kentucky's soft score that you got the Texans Titans score wrong. Indiana was on a bye week. Like, I should go back and double check everything he said. Listen.
The worst part is I wrote all of that. Go ahead and cough. The worst part was that I wrote all of that. I wrote my SportsCenter last night. I couldn't sleep. So I think now I know not to write that thing under the influence of NyQuil PM. Yeah, my bad, everybody.
I thought you had some other medicine to sleep.
No, I'm actually taking way stronger stuff than that. So I'm going to give it an honest try, and then I'll wean myself off if it's not working.
I'm going to say this again. I'm never going to stop saying this. Because, listen, again, Steve, I'm going to use your Steve. Dying deathbed moment, I am not going to let him poison my brain. Because I did everything I could, and I said it on the radio. People, just try it. Have enough self-discipline to say it's worth a shot. It's worth a shot to get an extra evening walk in, exercise, a little healthier, not NyQuil PMs. And
I feel bad for Nick because, I mean, we've been spicy at him, and this is the good part of the show. This is the celebrate the top 10 domination part of the show.
You're right.
We haven't even got the basketball,
in about 6 to 10 minutes,
yeah.
Tell a friend to tell a friend, Marcus Maben is on verge of blowing his top off, so get warmed up.
We're going to be talking basketball. And like, in the back, shut up, Nick!
Okay, do you have that sound, or have you edited enough? Have you changed your voice enough?
We have a great... great relationship. All right, here. Wait, you got to have the music. So let's do it. No. If we're gonna do this, this is what people listen to. Also, if you listen to a dry sports center, it sounds like a psychopath. It sounds like just someone talking into a mirror.
I know.
About random.
Listen, he's gonna change everything. Okay.
All right, ready? Here we go.
This is everything
this is what
he
I
has
said.
To do.
This is what.
This is Sports Center.
Good morning and happy Halloween, folks. The SportsCenter update brought to you by Bear Nose Pizza. Yeah, it's that good. The good UofL football with a massive victory this weekend over number 10 Wake Forest, beating them 48-21, forcing eight turnovers, scoring 35 points in the third quarter, the most in a single quarter for the Cards since 1913. Defensive coordinator Brian Brown postgame saying, yeah, it was a great performance, but not all surprising.
You know, I could tell throughout preparation all week it was going to be a good one. And I told the guys on the on Friday after practice, I said, we're going to kick, you know, there, you know what,
tomorrow night.
I can just feel it because of preparation.
Brown.
So the guys came out prepared. We held some things like we normally do, you know, in the second half that they haven't seen. And I think that played a little part of it. But the guys
Cards, they're now 26th in the latest Sagarin ratings. The not-so-good, however, U of L basketball falling to D2 Lenoir Ryan 57-47. In preseason action, they'll wrap the preseason with Chaminade Wednesday. UK football, they fall to number 2 Tennessee and out of the AP top 25, losing in Knoxville 44-6. IU football, the Hoosiers, they fall to the Scarlet Knights.
That was it! No,
you see how I told him. Listen, this is the audio.
Time on that as I did U of L.
This is the audio gymnastics, people.
Kentucky took a tough loss.
I said, Nikki, you just cut what you said about Kentucky by itself. He had to go all the way back to the music to everything else. I said, just cut what you said about Kentucky. 15 minutes later. He has. It did not take him that long. He needed to.
There are people make a living in this building just cutting what they're told to cut.
No matter if it's hours of cutting Marcus and Steve or.
Yeah. This is it.
10 seconds is what. Not even 10 seconds. I said, Nikki, just cut what you had to say about Kentucky.
They
took a toughie.
And not so good, however, U of L basketball falling to D2 Lenoir Ryan 57-47 in preseason action.
Spend they'll 5 seconds
preseason
on that.
The Chaminade Wednesday. I said three. UK football, they fall to number 2 Tennessee and out of the AP top 25, losing in Knoxville 44-6. IU football.
Like you see how quick.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, IU football.
Look, they lost
44-46.
IU football.
Yeah.
It's 93-9 the Bills. There's other stuff to talk about.
You can talk about it when they lose, Nick.
Oh, my God.
Can talk about it when they lose.
You do the Sports Center then.
This is.
You do it with all your verbiage.
I will.
Take it's a 90 second. And Kentucky. Take 15 seconds.
Blasted by Tennessee. Because there ain't no smoggy smog on Rocky Top.
Okay. Actually, I really need the Sports Center now.
44-6.
Okay,
Nikki.
We're doing. Wait, please, humor me.
Will Levis with 3 interceptions.
Please humor me on this.
Did you hear that press conference? Yeah, I knew you were gonna cough. I knew you were gonna cough using that voice.
Can you please do just a full on?
No, if you didn't catch it.
No. Come on, do it. I'll throw in the Sports Center. This U of L Sports Center update.
Welcome back to 93.9 The Ville Sports Center. Brought to you by Nikki Valvano's Terrible Sports Centers. This Saturday, the Cards dominated top 10 Wake Forest in an absolute shellacking, beating Wake Forest by multiple touchdowns, beating a top 10 team, and doing what we believe they could do all along. Kudos to the Cards. Also yesterday, Louisville takes a top one to Lenoir Rain, who beat Syracuse a couple years ago before Syracuse went on to be a one seed. In that same year. Also, across down the interstate a little bit, the Kentucky Wildcats got absolutely shellacked by Tennessee. The Vols on Rocky Top, baby. 44-6. Bang, 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 bang. All day long. Also, in basketball news, the Kentucky Wildcats looked less than stellar in their exhibition game. So,
no. Championship expectations, Kentucky Wildcats. Look less than stellar. Yeah.
All this is brought to you. Indiana did not play. And in other news,
10 seconds.
Middays with Marcus Maven is looking for a producer. So put in your applications now. 939 The Bill.
Okay, I'm actually physically doing it. I'm bending my knee. It's a Steve Rummage. That was strong work.
Yeah.
That was strong work.
Was that Drew that come? Big Blue Drew that come in here?
Was that Big Blue Drew? Someone has a bag on their head.
It was.
I think that was Big Blue Drew. That's hilarious. His Halloween costume, I guess. Maybe. Is that it?
Are we still rolling?
Yeah, we're still rolling.
Go to break. Yeah. 7 o'clock.
My man.
Yeah, you're welcome, Nick.
That was
before Drew comes in here. And don't go over the top of the hour, Nick.
Oh God, he's coming in with his belt. No, Drew. No, I'm sorry. No.
Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring day sort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.